I mean, we're live now?
Yes.
Yay, okay. Well, good morning or afternoon or evening, wherever you are. We're live inside Radio Worm next to Radio Echo Collective on Women's Day, 8th of March. Yay. I'm Dracuandra. Nice to have everybody who's streaming online present with us on behalf of the Baby G Collective. I mean, experience. We gather here today to talk about, our experiences as G skateboarders. I'm very, very honored to be in this room together with, four other very empowering, there's more people in the room actually, but right now on the microphone we have four other people who are gonna, share their experiences with us. We have Flo with us, Lea, a candle, Megara, myself, and Valentina, who is joining us all the way from Colombia on behalf of Sobre Ruedas Girl Collective. And maybe we can introduce ourselves just a little bit, starting Valentina, if you want to share.
Oh, okay, Dracuandra, thank you so much for inviting me to be here. I really love these spaces for sharing our experiences in skateboarding. And I'm Valentina Diaz, I'm 27 years old. I'm from Colombia, Bogota, Colombia. I have a collective that help girls from all around Colombia, but specifically here in Bogota, to teach skateboarding, but also to improve their skills, like the girls that are really good. So we help them. And it's something that I really love. It's like my I think that is my way to give back skateboarding what skateboarding gave it to me.
Yes. Thank you.
Okay, nice to
And who else is here?
Shall I go?
Yeah.
I'm Negara Fahir. I co-founded New Wave in 2020. It's an organization, and we organize events for women and queer people.
Mm-hmm. Skateboarding.
Yeah, skateboarding events, but also, all wheels.
All
really.
Wheels welcome.
There's a park in Amsterdam now for New Wave, and that's also how we knew each other, because you volunteered in Rotterdam.
Yeah.
So, in short, that's me.
I think Flo, you and I, we also met at New Wave sessions, right?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we did. My name is Flo Verhulst. I'm 24. I've been skating for a bit now, like most of my life, since I was like 9 or 10 years old. So it's been part of my life for a bit. And I'm here to talk about my experiences and what it's like for me growing up, and also being a queer and genderqueer person as well.
Hi, my name is Lea. I'm 22, originally from Lebanon. I've lived my whole life basically in Abu Dhabi, and that's where I started skateboarding as well. I like to write a lot, and I write articles, skateboarding articles for SA Skate magazine.
Shout out, SA.
Other than that, I'm really happy to be here with you guys, and I think it's really important to talk about alternative experiences with you all.
For sure. Well,
thank you.
Like all the cards on the table, really nice to share. Yeah, our experiences and like a non-traditional perspective on, you know, skateboarding, which we already know like is a bit underrepresented, to say the least, in so much DIY content that comes from skateboarding and its media. To think about it truly, to like be an underrepresented outcast in skateboarding is probably the most punk rock thing we can do, and it's never the same for everyone. Everybody has their own things to say, and I think I would like to maybe direct this conversation to start it a bit, if we have any experiences that make us feel a bit threatened, a bit threatened entering the skateboarding domain, if that's okay for everyone to share. Given that it's International Women's Day and we are, you know, fighting for something. What would it be if someone wants to share?
Okay, I can go.
Yeah.
I think that since I've been skating 2011, like 13 years from now, I have different experience. I had different experiences with skateboarders, men skateboarders. One way is like the man who helped me to skate, but in the other way is like the pressure in our industry, in our skateboarding industry, where we can find people who don't support girls, who don't evaluate, I don't know if that word is okay, the talent of the girls, you know. So yeah, the prices are always not the same for boys or for girls, and sometimes we are always like being fighting with the thing that we don't skate like them, like yeah, it's something that we're always fighting for. We're not going to skate like them, and we don't want to be compared with them, right? We have our skills. We are also risking our lives skating, and that's a thing that I've been seeing for my whole life skating. And so I think that is something that marked my life.
Yeah, I think it's also, it sounds very relatable what you say. And oftentimes you're also compared to other girls.
Yeah, very true.
Yeah, like you're compared to each other, and that also, it can create some tensions, which doesn't usually happen, but it feels like you're kind of...
not an individual skateboarder.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's sort of like this normal idea of what a skater is supposed to be. And I think... we were talking about this yesterday or something, and we were saying how when skateboarding first started, there were like punks and surfers and all these, you know, everyone was sort of alternative. But now there's sort of this idea that there should be there is a normative way of skateboarding. Yeah, we're here to say that that's not true.
No, not at all.
No.
No, not at all. No, and also like when I started skating, I was quite young, and I got into the skate park and everything, and immediately, even from a young age, I noticed like this is so man dominated, and there's a certain code or like a sort of bro code that you have to apply to when going to the skate park. And I was quite young, so I kind of went into it with this. I was like, okay, if this is what I have to do, then I'll have to do it. And also as a someone who identifies as trans, it was also a way to like explore masculinity in a way. And it was through time and as I got older and started becoming more aware that I realized a lot of that masculinity that was projected onto me is also quite toxic, you know. And I was not really myself at the park also. And even though there was space for me to explore this, I felt like you could be yourself if you look like them enough, if that makes sense, you know? And then over time, I started to realize I didn't want to be part of that idea anymore. And I started bringing more girls to the park or even just friends so I can, you know, still be myself around them. But I still feel like this idea is very much there. And even though I see way more trans people skating now, more femme people, queer people, I feel like they're really carving out their own space outside of this masculinity because it is so necessary, because they don't want to comply to this idea of like toxicity, you know?
No. Yeah, and I think we also talked about this together.
Yeah.
Kim Butter.
Yeah, like the performativity.
Yeah, it's a close friend of ours, and she's done a lot of nice things for skateboarding, I think.
So many.
Yeah.
Shout out, Kim.
And she basically talk to us about how masculinity is kind of for everyone something that it's really there. So even for, I guess, male skaters, it's also difficult to show their feminine side. And I think that was a really good point. It's just a space that doesn't really accept that kind of energy.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think also... even though now we're making alternative spaces for skateboarding where we where it's open for queers and all members of the LGBTQ plus community, mm-hmm. I think still it's sort of like, oh, why do we have to make our own space? Why can't we just sort of integrate ourselves into any other skate park together?
Yeah.
And it's, I even, like, I relate with Valentina, like, I started skateboarding and I was lucky to have a few guy friends who already were skateboarding and I wasn't alone in the skate park. But still, at the same time, it's always this masculinity or idea of masculinity that sort of tries to put you down or like you have to attain to it or else you're not really a good skater or whatever.
Yeah.
I get that. And then I have a question for you, Valentina. Like, you now have sessions in Parque Tercer Milenio where the whole park is closed for only girl skateboarding and you give your classes. How do you feel this has contributed to the skate scene for the girls and the queers?
First of all, I think that we are in the inclusive age, I could call it like that, because if we see the whole history of skateboarding, it's like every decade skateboarding has an evolution, like going up and then going down because it's popular and then it's not, because it's hard to learn skateboarding. So many people buy a skateboard because it's popular and then they try to skate and then they see that it's hard to learn how to skate.
Yeah.
So they leave skateboarding and that's when skateboarding go down. So that happens also with a collective or with a crew of girls, you know, when your work are for maintain a group of people doing the same thing, like for 1 year. I've been doing this like 7 years working for skateboarding, female skateboarding.
Yeah.
I stopped for a year. The last year I stopped. I stopped working with skateboarding, with the female skateboarding, because I had to learn another things of myself. I thought that skateboarding was everything to me and I had to stop that because skateboarding could be everything to me, but my life can't depend on skateboarding, you know. It's like my social life, my work, my entire life was skateboarding. And when I had like some troubles on it, I had to stop and I had to say like, oh my God, I have to work on me first to give other girls the best of me. And this year, I restart my project, and it was amazing because now I just posted a story telling like people, hey girls, I want to teach skateboarding. If someone wants to come, all of you are welcome. And then I start to come 10 and 20 and 30 and 40. And now I have than 100 girls.
Congrats.
Nice.
And it's amazing because I started this because I just wanted to break my life with skateboarding. And now I'm seeing that there's a lot of girls that feel inspired with us, with all of you girls who are skating, who are sharing your and other girls are saying like, oh my God, I want to be like her, or I want to be as strong as her, or confront who I am like.
Yes.
So I think that that's something super great, and that's what I'm working right now, but I can't close the skateboard just for girls. That's hard. But the girls in like 30 or 40 girls in a skateboard definitely make a difference.
Yes.
Wow.
Definitely.
I think you made a really nice point about like when you do community work, it's also good to take care of yourself.
Yeah. You forget that aspect sometimes because you want to just give and give, which is also good.
When I saw you yesterday, Flo.
What, you saw me yesterday?
I was sharing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you looked so busy, and I was like, baby, have a good night of sleep, please.
Yeah.
Take care of yourself, you know.
Yeah.
I know you have a big heart, but like, it's important to think of yourself, too, for
sure.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, those are also like the empowering things that we can get forward in skateboarding, maybe to like just hear from this such a smooth transition of like, okay, we take care of ourselves and we take care of the community, because the community gives back to us. And what are like some of those beautiful empowering moments we had on the board, on our boards? I mean, for me right now is a super empowering moment, is that I can be sharing this space to speak and hear experiences with you all. And I think like an empowering moment in skateboarding, wow, it's probably like getting my first ollie onto a mani pad.
And never forget.
Which is like archived in Facebook way back.
I think it's also just nice, like you kind of form a special bond with everyone who's like a non-traditional skater, you know, because you're it's kind of something, you're in it together, and that's I think also how we all know each other. And even though like sometimes you're skating more and sometimes a bit less, but it feels like that bond is always there.
I think also, sorry, the process of like being a beginner and having other people like on the note of community, on the sense of community, like when you're first starting out, and just being able to, it's really important to be able to feel comfortable enough to ask someone, hey, like I need some help with this. And then eventually after whatever years, months of when you get better, you can give that back.
Exactly.
When you've achieved that trick. And I think that's such an important like
cycle.
That's the best feeling.
I can give you that.
To be each other's role models as well, you know, because Valentina, what you said, is your a role model to most of these girls, you know. And I think that's so important also, growing up skating as a non-traditional skater, that you have people to look up to, but not only to look up to, but also kind of close that gap, you know. You can see them and they can teach you, and you can actually talk to them. And I feel like that gap is really closing here in the city, especially with everything you're all doing. So that's, you know, I think that's very important.
Have each other to be that first handshake at the skate park.
Exactly.
I think it's so sick how with skateboarding you're always very close to your role models. You're like their friends as well. I think it's a beautiful thing.
That's amazing. I mean, Valentina, you were, I used to watch your videos skateboarding in a skirt and be like, ha, it's so amazing. And now we're having this conversation right now.
Full circle.
Fangirling a little
At something that is that it's true, or it's not normative, it's not like something that we have to follow, but we have right now as girls a huge responsibility with our new community, with the new girls that are coming to skateboarding, looking for freedom and looking for some of, I don't know, like a new life, a different life, a rude life, a punk life, as you would say it. Actually, we have a huge responsibility to teach them that skateboarding is freedom, but also it's responsibility, is discipline. It's like I have a friend with me, so I can support her. It's like being my girls for my friends. And I think that that's something that about a culture, a skateboarding, that we have to teach to other girls, and try to avoid all those talks about skateboarding, like it's for men, you have to be the best skateboarder, you have to do, to be a skateboarder, you have to do the best tricks and be like super good, and create that pressure on those girls. I think that is something that we have to work and tell them that they're free to do whatever they want to do with skateboarding.
Yes. O sea, the best skater at the park is the one that's having most fun.
Definitely. Yeah, for sure.
That's the best skateboard.
That's the best one.
I was even talking with a, how you say, maybe normative skater, like very template. And even he was saying how, like, you, like the person, the skater that you really definitely don't want to talk with is the one who's zooming through the park and, like, not taking account into your turns, or like really just going for it because, you know, it's his path. And like, that's not the kind of skater that you're gonna ask for help or for, because you're not like, that's not an open, welcoming space.
No, that's not.
So
That's beautiful.
Yeah, then I was looking for a woman. I was like, oh, this experience.
Like, even the men feel it. It's toxic, actually, for everyone.
Yeah. I mean, there is a lot of work that needs to go into kind of like the healthy building of skateboarding.
I feel like it's on the rise, though.
It's really on the rise.
Thankfully.
It's so empowering.
Yeah.
I remember I was like, when we were thinking about what to talk about, and I was like, yeah, maybe we can have like a segment on the Olympics or something. And I'm kind of curious about that because we know that like females, okay, it's like completely binary, the whole separation of the Olympics and how we are competing.
Yeah.
But the female categories at least is like shredding on fire.
Yeah, like
for sure. They're doing so well.
Yeah.
Peaking in the sky.
Yeah. Chloe Cavell switch flip of the crazy high obstacles is just amazing to see because she's like, what, 12, 13?
Yeah.
And it's just like, whoa, like these kids and
these kids,
you know, like no matter what gender, like you're a child and you're doing this, like that's just, inspiring.
Yeah.
It's also a bit of like the crazy things that happen in like the skateboarding industry where like, you see so many brands that are already like sponsoring children. Like trademarking on a child. I don't know. I still think about that sometimes.
It's kind of weird. Yeah. They're really good. So.
Yeah.
Well, we have, I think, a few minutes left since we started a bit later. And I wanted to ask like some, I think one of like the most basic but important questions, like, how do you prefer park or street skateboarding or safety or anything?
Well, tough decision.
Yeah.
Tough decision. I feel like when I'm street skateboarding, I feel like such a skater. I'm like, oh, I'm skating on the street and whatever. But I have to say, I've always been skating park, and I like skating park also because I feel like people stay there for a long time. You can like chill. There's a bench. You can eat some food.
Bring
smoke, do whatever, you know, come together really and practice. But I like skating street as well.
The feeling of freedom, it feels like, you really feel it when you're skating through the streets and there's like angry people looking at you and there's like,
love
you see
it.
These kids like looking at you and
turning their heads.
Exactly. And just going through like crowds of people really fast.
Yeah,
for sure. Oh, that's
yeah.
so much fun.
Yeah.
Dogs barking.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, that scares me though. Like
always
trying to get away.
Yeah. When you were like, when we were getting to know each other, you told me that you started to skate in Abu Dhabi.
Yeah.
And it's only park there.
Funny enough, like Abu Dhabi is like, I don't know if for the listeners, if you've never been there, it's literally built to perfection because every building, every street corner is like marble, sleek design. So it's actually the best street spots for you. But indeed, it's such a small community there. And when I started, there were also like little amount of people, but also making it so that there's also little to zero girls also skating. And even on top of that, like it was kind of all normative because it was so small, but there was no room for like something anti-normative. But still, it's such a nice community, and like shout out to them because like I wouldn't have started skateboarding if it weren't for the people back in Abu Dhabi. So shout out.
What do I prefer? I think that the skateboard is a really good place to learn skateboarding and to improve our skills skating, but the street is really important. So when you've been in like for more than 10 years, of course you had time when you were all the months go into the skateboard and then tire of the skateboard and then go into the street or then mixing both. But I think that when you're in the skateboard, you are learning how to skate. But when you're going to the street, you have just a chance to do it right. And because you can fight with the police or with the guard, because you are always like running of anything in the streets, so that's funny and that's super great. And so you have to train in the skateboard and then going to practice it with a try in the streets. I think that that I
for both. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. Yeah. I like, well, as a filmer, I think I really, really like to film street more. Like creatively in terms of like tapes, I think street is just and also like when I'm skating street, I feel like, or when I'm filming a trick on street, it's always like it looks so smooth and everything looks to perfection, but really there's such a battle and like like crust that comes from skating street. And I think someone who skates big wheels, I like this. And in the park, like you say, I mean the park is, it's like a good meeting point.
Yeah,
I think there's so many skaters that, you know, kind of retire a little bit, so they'll do their round, they'll do their run to the fakie on the mini ramp, and then spend the rest of the time chilling.
That's me.
Yeah, you also see these memes. It's like, oh, skaters can't wait until it's summer so I can skate outside, and then when it's like the sun is out, you're just chilling on a bench, and you're like, okay, I don't want to skate, it's too hot. Like, okay,
yeah,
but that's part of it.
Yeah, for sure.
That's part of it. I feel like I could stay hours on like here just talking, but I think unfortunately we have run out of time a little bit. And with that note, then I just want to thank again everybody present in this room, everybody who is tuning in, all the women across the world, all of the, was that anything that fits under the like G category, so anything Gaga, anything non-traditional, anyone, as a happy Women's Day and everything that comes under this umbrella term for everyone that has to battle and struggle. Shout out women in STEM. I don't know. like today I found out, just the current event today, I found out in Brussels that there is a strike for transport. So shout out all the like women bodies that are getting us around that also are on strike. Radio Echo, Radio Worm, thank you for having us. This keeps going. Yay!
And thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. Raka. My goodness, on the house.
Yes.
It was so chill.
Such
so,
a pleasure.
Today's a sunny day, so catch us at West Black now, and at 5 o'clock in Schouwburgplein, we're gonna have a skate sesh as well. I will be giving a free skate class for anyone who wants to be there. Skate and destroy. Skate and destroy the patriarchy.
Let's go. Smash it.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for inviting me to be here with you guys. I just could see two girls, but I know that there's okay. I don't know. Well, thank you for inviting me to be here. You're welcome here to Colombia to skate. And I don't know. Can we take a picture, like a selfie? And I took like a here like a screenshot.
Yeah.
We already finished.
maybe when should we close and then we can take the selfie? Yeah? Okay. Yeah? Okay. Then peace.
Please.
Love. Free Palestine.
Free Palestine.
Free Palestine.
Free Palestine.